Or is it recording?
Do a second.
Bitch! Did you really?
You know, this is gonna peek out.
Welcome to the Informal Deep Podcast.
God damn it. That was so bad in every way. I'm so glad you did that, James. I appreciate it.
Go ahead and just
slammed it down, so now it's going to make a fucking fizzle. You don't pick it up now. It's pointless. I'm this close to starting it over. I'm just this close. We are doing this from James's little workshop. It's actually quite amazing.
It's actually better than Santa's workshop.
First off, if Santa were real. Second, if he wasn't such a cheap-ass bitch and just importing midgets to do his job. Third, it's not.
Second off, he had more strippers.
You're believing in the wrong... I mean, I like the way you're going with that.
Did you know there's a soccer player whose last name is Klaus and his first name is, like, Santa or something?
His name is Klaus.
Yeah.
His last name is Klaus.
Yeah.
And so his first name
all
is...
All of his teammates call him Santa Claus.
No, his first name is Santiago.
Yeah, but everybody calls him Santa Claus.
That's... Quit fucking with the fucking chair!
I'm sorry.
It's the whole point of this thing. So, anyway.
Lo siento.
We're here to talk about... I actually want to talk about what James got going on here. This is a pretty awesome little workshop.
See? Now everyone's going to hear that you knocked my fucking safety goggles down.
Who the fuck was that?
You knocked my safety goggles
okay,
off the fucking...
Okay, this obviously is a dangerous place to work. I don't even see where your fucking safety goggles are.
They're down. Are. It's fine, dude. I got like 8 other pairs.
And you got a bag of chips lying here? That
technically
can't be good.
Took those from work. No, we actually...
You stole those from work?
No, not the chips, the safety goggles. I couldn't eat the... We can't eat the chips anymore because we left the bag open while we were sanding, and now every chip is coated in Bondo dust.
Do we know that? I'm not going to, but I just wanted to ask if that was
possibility. No, we didn't go through, like, every chip, but...
Well, then you're slacking. Just get through your shit and get it done, buddy. Anyway, this is a pretty bitchin' place. I didn't want to get your ego up too soon. To have you all... You have a Harley Davidson just sitting on the side there?
That's mine.
What do you mean that's yours?
That's a 1957 Softail. That is mine.
Really?
Yes. My grandmother bought that for me when I was one because she was convinced I was going to be a Harley fan. So.
Oh, are you?
I am.
Really?
If we put the motor together, it still runs.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it apart?
So it would fit in here. And because if you leave the wheels on it, the tires will get dry, rot, and stuff. But if you take it off, there's no weight on it, so...
So, how much for it?
Nothing. You're not going to get it. It's
mine. You know what? Let's leave that up to the listeners. We're going to go ahead and have a poll and see if they want me to have it. And if they do, I will take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a yellow 1957
very
Harley
Softail.
It is dusty. It's covered in Bondo dust, but it does run when put together. I have seen it. I have put it together.
Have you ridden it?
I have ridden it about 15
it.
Feet. It maxes out at 55 miles an hour. I don't have a license, so I can't drive it on the goddamn main road.
That shouldn't stop you.
It does, though.
Why?
Because if you get pulled over driving a motorcycle with no license,
fine.
You get in a lot more trouble.
No, you're fine, dude.
No, because it's more dangerous.
How? Yeah.
Dangerous.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying. Just do it anyway. Mm-hmm. Stop. Quit it. This microphone picks up
you
everything.
You put the microphone on the fucking stool. You put your feet on the stool. I'm
no,
gonna put my feet on the goddamn stool.
No, don't put it. You have a, you're sitting in a walking stool.
Yeah, this is actually.
It's a portable fucking stool.
Yeah, it's really nice though for working though because I can sit there and work, and when I need something from the shelf, I just push off.
Wait, what is this? It's like is that the what old people use to like they lean? It's like their little crutch.
Yeah,
yeah.
Four
wheels.
It's got the brakes and everything. Yeah, you can like
fancy.
You push it and then you turn around and you sit down in it.
How much was that?
It was free because we found
insurance.
It.
What? Okay, we're also gonna address how cheap you are. Where could you have found this?
Okay, so this subdivision we live in does this thing called Dumpster Days, where anything you don't want, you can take right over there to that main city place, and they have big giant dumpsters. Well, people who have stuff that's still good, they just don't want anymore, they set next to the dumpsters for people to take. When you leave, drive by, you'll see people leave, like, chairs and big pieces of furniture.
It's there right now?
Yeah, it's there right now.
I thought you said it was specific days. It's just
yeah,
all
it's
the time.
It's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. They do it, like, once every couple months.
Really? So I came on a day where I can just go pick up a table and chairs.
Knock yourself out, brother.
Think I'll find a Harley there?
Doubt it.
Come on. Will you go with me after this? I don't want to be the freaky guy, the Mexican guy that's like, oh,
the Mexican guy that doesn't live here that
took
just pulled
our
up
jobs, and now he's gonna take our chairs.
Yeah, but the best part is you don't look Mexican. You just look like a youth, like a hoodlum.
And that's just as bad. It's just as bad.
That is bad. We do live in a neighborhood of old people.
Anyway, in the long run, I want the motorcycle.
Can't
I think
have a motorcycle.
I think I'll put that up as the trophy for the tournament, which is the main reason.
No motorcycle is the. Motorcycle's not the prize.
Not guaranteed, but I'm guaranteeing it.
It's guaranteed so the motorcycle is not the prize.
Motorcycle is up for talks. We're going to talk about it, and then we'll get back to you guys.
It's definitely not up for
we
talks.
We don't know that yet, but we do know we have a tournament going on, and I am super excited about it. James is super, super excited about it because he's pretty much playing this thing down to the T. I'm assuming even when I left work this morning.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. So the only reason I'm doing it is because, and I'm going to call him out, Euclid. Clyde and fucking Bryant.
They fucking suck at planning tournaments.
They're now, to give Clyde the benefit of the doubt, he did what he could. And,
who's that?
Euclid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did
is
what
that
he could.
Bryant's brother?
That's Bryant's brother, yeah.
Okay.
He did what he could. Quit! The motherfucker! We're gonna have a problem if you're gonna keep doing this. I can't edit everything out.
It's on fucking wheels, dude. I can't.
Did, hold your hands to the brake. This is very difficult doing a podcast when I'm visually stuck with this oaf. It's almost impossible. But just for. Give me the courtesy of 20 more minutes.
I won't
we don't
fucking
have to do
touch
this.
It. I won't fucking touch
okay.
it.
Okay, that's all I want.
Shit.
So, they held a tournament. I was under the impression it was going to be Super Smash Bros. Brawl for the Wii. It was not. He lied to me. So every member of Good Day Paradise is a piece of shit. But they're still good. Go ahead and buy their music. He can't leave well enough alone. He's touching literally everything in his shop. He's touched this 1,000 times before, but he's still gonna fucking touch everything.
I wanted to make sure the sand this was off because
is
this
off?
Sucks a bunch of electricity. Yeah, it's off.
Okay, and what about that?
I wanted to make sure that it was plugged in because I'm gonna use it after you leave.
Maybe we should have done this outside.
Nah, outside
your little workhouse
is
like
wind, and there's fucking bees and shit out there, and snakes in the backyard.
Anyway, yeah, I fucking hate. We'll get to that in another day. That's a different day. James, tell me. Tell them what's up with this tournament.
Alright, so July 13th, some of you may know it as the day the World Cup happens.
Everyone should know that's the day that the World Cup happens.
Yeah, the World Cup is going to happen. It's going to be Brazil versus nobody gives a fuck.
It will be,
Brazil's
it will not.
Win.
Germany will be all the way up there.
Alright, so it's going to be Brazil and Germany, according to Eric.
I didn't put that in my bracket.
You said Brazil.
I said Germany.
Yeah, well, but I mean, Brazil's going to be there too, so there's only
Brazil's,
two teams. So
Brazil's
Brazil
on the second. It's Brazil's on the same side bracket as. Germany.
Then Germany's not going to be in the bracket.
Germany will take Brazil.
I hate to break this team.
In this World Cup, we have seen Spain 2-0.
Yeah.
That is unreal.
Yeah, we saw Australia. No one saw Australia.
I did. Love Australia.
I mean, I'm sure there are people that put Australia all the way to the top.
Who the fuck saw France? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, but dude, did you see France whoop Switzerland?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. It was a beatdown. I couldn't believe. They were pissed off about something. I know. Whatever
it was.
It was, I mean...
The French hate the Swiss.
Is that a fact?
I don't know, but it looked like it.
It's a fact now, bitches.
It looked like Switzerland as a country was just like, fuck you, France.
See,
and
I'm gonna...
France
now,
was like, fuck you guys.
I'm gonna do a full recap real fast because I don't think you're gonna be here. I don't think you're gonna be with us next weekend for the sports podcast we're gonna do. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Probably not.
Yeah, it's gonna be David, me, Junior, yeah, just a whole mess load of just different, you know, things that have happened, you know, all of that shit. So I'm just going to recap it real fast. Quit fucking touching the goddamn... USA-Ghana. That was good.
It was a good game.
It was a good game. After James told me what he told me, I was a little disappointed. I mean, I could see it on the field. USA was bad at passing. It's just Ghana was worse.
But then did you see Ghana versus Chile?
Chile, yes.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good game. Ghana did not so good.
Ghana's still bad.
Yeah.
Kind of still bad. I mean, again, surprising, but it is what it is. Same thing for Spain. Surprising, it is what it is. So it's a great World Cup this time around.
It's a lot of fun because last World Cup, it was like, who's gonna win? Spain. This game, it's
I wouldn't
like,
say Spain.
Who the fuck's gonna win? No one knows because you got Germany coming out of the gate doing shit you didn't think they were gonna do. France is coming out of the gate like they're trying to get World War II back.
Yeah.
And
Mexico's looking like. I don't know what Mexico's
they
doing.
They just need to take it out of Mexico.
Yeah.
So.
They're doing. I mean, they're pulling off what they have to.
I feel like Mexico's playing so strongly because the harder they play, the longer they last in the tournament, the longer it is before they have to go back to Mexico.
That's how I ran thought, and then they were 2-0'd as well. And they were like, well, I'm ready to die for my...
Shit. I guess I gotta go back.
Yes. Okay, anyway, back to the tournament.
I think they blew up the plane.
Like that.
Oh.
Now I have to edit it out.
They didn't blow up the plane,
They
guys.
Blew up the plane. Don't worry about it. James is a racist, son of a bitch. Back to the tournament real quick. So, did this all in spite of everyone in Good Day Paradise. Congratulations, Jay, for taking first place. Good job on you. Brandon,
fuck you,
sorry
Jay.
You sucked.
Get a life.
Also, Euclid, congratulations for second. Brandon.
Second's just first loser, Euclid.
Yeah, Bryant, good job for third. Also, thank you for my $20. I appreciate it. And this brawl tournament won't be so kind for you. So,
oh, we're doing brawl?
Oh, yeah, we're doing brawl.
Okay,
no,
so we're doing...
I was lied to.
Okay, so we're doing brawl. Okay, we're doing brawl. It's going to be great. We're going to have a winner and a loser's tournament.
We haven't worked out all the kinks, but we're just putting it on here to, like, specify what...
July 13th, exactly 1 hour post-World Cup match. That's an hour after the World Cup ends.
Thank you.
To give us time to set, to clear down from the World Cup, calm down
you,
from when
you
Brazil
do understand
wins.
That the World Cup will be held at a very late time for us.
The World Cup, I think, is going to be, like, 2 o'clock.
That's gonna be 6, man.
I thought it was like 2 o'clock.
No, they're gonna dose it at 6. Yeah, that's what I heard. I could be wrong. I mean, I wanna
look it up on your telephone.
Oh, that's what I want on my.
You got one of those fancy phones that looks shit up.
Don't you too?
Yeah, but I don't get good signal in here.
What the fuck makes you think I'm gonna get better signal?
You got an iPhone.
Doesn't mean
like,
I got better signal.
You got like the God phone.
I have my. This is an iPhone 3.
That's not an iPhone.
I don't.
3.
It is. I don't even have Siri.
That's not an iPhone.
It's an iPhone
looks
3.
Like at least an iPhone 4.
Sorry, let me get off of Pornhub for a second. You don't get Pornhub out here, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he's on.
No,
Red
this
Tube.
Is an iPhone 3. This is terrible.
He's on RedTube. RedTube and it,
I don't know if you know, Samuel Jackson endorses RedTube.
Really?
Is it RedTube or was it Pornhub?
I don't know.
He did an interview with the Avengers cast, and he was like, oh no, it was the Captain America cast. And he was just like, Pornhub. What's the one thing that you would have Captain America catch up on? Pornhub. Or Red Tube. Either one, it's just great.
It was a porn. It's he wants Captain America to watch porn.
Why would you want porn when you have Black Widow? That
don't
my skin too. Body, goodness. We're going into some dark places.
We live in dark places.
Go on.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Seriously? Okay, so before we jump back to the tournament, obviously I'm.
Yeah,
gonna,
people are gonna be very confused.
Yeah,
about
this. It's not
we'll
a good
end
podcast.
We'll end it by fully explaining. We'll end it by fully explaining the tournament. What were you gonna ask me?
I was gonna ask you. Actually, do you know? Wait. Never mind. Never mind. I'm looking up the Brazil stuff. And I don't want to look at Brazil stuff. What was I gonna? Oh, I'm starting with Game of Thrones.
Ooh, good.
I didn't want to.
But then you were like, well, everybody else likes it. I guess I better hop on this
bandwagon. There is, as you may or may not know. Wait, you know.
There's lots of sex in it.
No, 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 I'm just
saying. That'd be like right up your alley.
Here's why I'm doing it, and because I am a man.
I am,
of course. No, 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 no. You're
the vagina, they show vagina.
That's not what I'm doing it for, man. As you know, but, and it's weird because I don't get emails about this a lot, but a lot of people are like, hey, what's going on in your life? Why aren't you doing it? And I don't really. If you want to know, I'll tell people
what's
going on.
Wait, what's going on in your life? Why aren't you watching this show?
No, no, no. That, yes, I've been berated. After I put it on Facebook, I was just like, I'm going to watch Game of Thrones. They're like, you haven't been watching it. No, because it's a piece of crap, in my opinion. I thought it was a piece of shit.
You haven't watched it yet.
I have not watched it. I don't want to. It's like Harry Potter. Everyone was so hyped for fucking Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. I dislike them both.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? I dislike them both. And so I never got around to. You're right, it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah. I would like the record to show that Eric can eat a dude.
I will not mark the tape. I never got behind that shit, you know? I read one of the books. I read The Goblet of Fire. I was lost the whole time.
Why did you skip to the fourth one? You're an idiot.
It was out at that time, and everyone was like, you gotta read this book! And I was like, alright. So I read the
but
book.
You didn't read the first three.
I thought I could do just jump right in, and it would explain everything for me.
Nope.
Well, I fucking knew that once I read it. But
that's also one of the most confusing, too.
Yeah, I didn't. Beside the point. Point is, I just wasn't like that, and I put on there, I'm gonna watch it finally, and
yeah.
Everyone was like, oh, that's awesome, good, you'll love it, and after, it just took one person, it's just a catalyst, one guy was like, why now? What's the point now? I mean, he said, I missed the Red Wedding, and I'll get to see that, but everyone's been talking about it, and blah, blah, blah. I pretty much know how it goes. I just haven't seen it. And the only reason? There is a very acute girl that I am going to impress with the knowledge that I will obtain from this series. That is it. That is everything in my life is driven by women. And so that's why I'm watching it. Huh. Now, my problem is, I do not know where to watch this. I know it's on HBO.
Yeah.
And I do not have an HBO subscription.
Okay.
Nor do I have HBO Go. Okay. It's the subscription.
Yeah.
So, I...
Well, what you can do is, if you want, I can put all the episodes I have on a flash drive and give it to you that I got legally.
And from where?
A legal place.
Because it's not like you said illegal.
Illegal place.
Off the bat.
And then.
I wouldn't be surprised if. Oh my god, there's a cop just kicking in the door.
No,
did you say illegal?
Door,
Game of Thrones?
You can't kick this door.
You get the right cop, it's going to bust through that door.
Axe Cop, maybe.
I've never seen Axe Cop.
What? Yep. It's a good show.
I've only heard of it. So
it's great.
I watch a lot of TV, but good TV. You know what I mean? Like Arrow.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about TV, not gay porn.
Again, Game of Thrones.
There's surprisingly enough only two gay sex scenes.
I'm sorry, you should. I heard you stop that sentence at. There's surprisingly enough, like
two
in reference to gay porn.
Two gay sex scenes.
Does it involve
the
midget?
Show. No, the midget's straight. The midget
bullshit.
Gets some of the hottest. The midget gets some of the hottest girls in the show.
Surprisingly enough. Who's the dragon lord?
The Dragon Lord?
Yeah.
You mean the Mother of Dragons?
The Dragon
Daenerys
Lord.
The Mother of Dragons, Daenerys Targaryen.
The Dragon Lord.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah. Does she control the blue eyes white dragon?
No. She's naked in the first episode, and naked many times after that.
So, what are my odds?
Of getting
boner.
Emilia Clarke?
No, boner.
Oh, of getting a boner? Depends on how much you like Bush, I guess.
Okay. That's disgusting. Because I'm watching Arrow, I see Felicity, I'm like, get it on. 20%. But I'm watching, I feel like if I'm watching...
I feel like I get the image of you being like Cyborg with his power level. Like, on your leg, you've got a little meter. This is like, oh shit, I'm only at 20%.
Yeah, that's my boner. I tattooed the marks of where 100% is.
Oh, okay.
And it's right, as you can see, it's by my, about mid-calf. Right here is 100. So... And I'm 6'1", so you can imagine how long my legs are, ladies. And
he has a surprisingly tall torso.
I have very thick calves, if you know what I'm talking about. So the line pretty much wraps around my leg.
I thought you just always carried around a pool noodle with
you. You can stare. It's all right. You don't have to look me in the eyes anymore, James. Just right here, bro.
Yeah.
Just right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's about 100. 20,
yeah.
20, I'm like right here, you know?
Yeah.
Right now, again, I'm talking with you, so I'm pretty...
That's, like, crazy inflation, though. Like, the shrinkage rate is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's, like, it's inside me right now because I'm talking to you. I'm looking at you, so I have a vagina, as it is right now. It itches. It itches. I should probably get that checked. Beside the point.
Oh, my God.
Point is, I'm going to watch this series, I'm going to impress a lady, and then I'm going to invite said lady to this tournament, which we are going to talk about now.
The Tournament of Kings!
Yes! Yes, I love that name.
We called it the Tournament of Kings.
Love it.
It's being sponsored by Informal D Podcast and Sea Slug Industries,
as well as Frontera Cola, Frontera Cola, Pinca de Arma de las Ciudades de las Fintas, sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2014.
Copyright.
Copyright FIFA. Sorry, I can edit that out if it becomes an issue. I don't think we're big enough FIFA to give a fuck. But I'm also want to go on the record. FIFA, good on you for no fucking commercials.
Also, FIFA, if you send us merchandise, we will totally promote you.
I will sell out so fucking fast in a heartbeat.
We have no...
Anybody, really. Anyone.
We have no attachments to the... We will sell all rights to Informal D Podcast.
If you are like, I want to buy
send
this...
Send us to Brazil for the final match, FIFA.
God, please send us... Oh my god, then we'd have to cancel the tournament. James, we can't do that to our listeners.
Ah, shit.
Psych! We hate y'all! You thought we cared!
I was just gonna say, FIFA, fly everybody to Brazil for the Tournament of Kings. We'll do it right there in the stadium.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Jumbotron!
Because we can have... Yeah. Dude, thanks for making me look like a jackass.
Yeah.
Shit. Anyway,
Eric hates you
guys.
I'm
going to edit that out.
I was going to have you guys fly to Brazil.
I care about ratings. That's all I care about. As long as Podomatic's just like, hey,
numbers,
Eric.
Numbers, numbers. Hey,
Eric, you got 20,000 people listening to you.
Business, damn business, straight. Business. Numbers, numbers, numbers.
I will sell out in a heartbeat to anything. If Sea Slug Industries got so popular where you became a manufacturing corporation.
And I was like, Eric, sell me Informal D Podcast. You'd be like, how much? I'd be like, I don't know, like $5. You'd be like, done.
In a heartbeat. You want to know why? Because it took almost no...
at all. Well, you bought the microphone.
Yeah, and the upgrades and all the other stuff. That's fine.
There's nothing coming out of these headphones.
I know. Oh, okay. Because you have to hit the... Quit messing with the process! This is the worst fucking podcast we've ever done because you keep... Don't do that! I'm taking these off. I'm taking these off. Sorry.
He unplugged the mic. He unplugged the headphones.
I had to because
he's it stops working
fucking
now.
Child, and he won't finish this. Okay, so, obviously, we haven't gotten through all the...
Alright, so, the Tournament of Kings.
This motherfucker right here.
I'm trying to get through it. The
and
Tournament
I'm trying
of
to
Kings.
Tell you, everybody listening, we haven't gotten through the basics of it. So what
yes,
I'm going
to
do...
Yes, we have gotten through the basics
I'm
of
talking
it.
About...
I've
no,
already
like
got
you
the basics
and me,
of it.
You and me.
I have the whole thing done.
You need to talk
I'm
to
tell
me
them
about
right now.
This.
I'm going to talk to you right now over this microphone.
If we have any problems, we need to discuss it away from
okay.
the children.
Well, you can I discuss can't... it to me with the children.
Fine. What do you got?
The proverbial children.
No, what
okay.
do you
The Tournament of Kings will take place
I don't like
1 hour... What?
I think I want to change the name.
You came up with the name.
I want the Tournament of Gods.
Tournament of Kings is better, because...
But there will be women competing.
Yeah. But it's not Tournament of Gods and Goddesses.
That's chauvinistic, and it's stupid. It's not fair.
Ladies, if you bring sandwiches, we'll name it the Tournament of Queens.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. I may not care about the listeners, but you...
I care about sandwiches.
You're a pig. You're a pig, and a whore, and a sham.
Yep. And when I'm eating my sandwich and you get none, I'll be like, guess we're playing the Tournament of Queens now.
We'll keep the Tournament of Kings.
Okay, Tournament of Kings it is. Happens 1 hour post-World Cup.
So that would be... We're looking at 4 o'clock?
Between 4 and 5, whenever it starts.
Is that a Saturday or Sunday? I can't remember.
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday?
It's a Sunday, yeah.
Oh, man.
What? Don't you fucking tell me it's bad for you now.
No, it's not bad for me. I'm just... Yeah. I feel like a Saturday would be better. More people would show up on Saturday.
Yeah, I know that, Eric, but I just feel like, because, I don't know, I'm already going to have people here for the World Cup. It would be easier if we already...
Will those people want to play?
You're going to be there?
Yeah, I'll be here, but of course I'm going to play. You can't have a two-man
tournament. I think Carlos Atre might want to play.
Who?
Carlos Atre.
They're coming?
Yeah, I think Robert's coming, too.
Oh, it's going to be a fucking party.
So, the wifey is going to make soccer-themed snacks?
I do like Carlos Atre and Robert. They're good people.
Yeah, so, anyway, we digress.
Yeah.
It's going to happen 1 hour after the tournament,
after
the
World
Cup. So, it's going to start. We're going to start off. Everyone's going to come in. It's a $10 admission fee. By the way, of course, the more people that show up, that influences the prize amount. There will also be a trophy. Money and trophies. You can't go wrong with that.
We're looking at a good sized trophy. Nothing
it's
too busy.
It's taller than Eric. I mean,
well,
like,
no,
we have to get it shipped from Japan in two pieces.
Here, a little side note. Listeners, cover your ears for a second. James, you remember the size of my penis
yeah.
that I did beforehand?
Mm-hmm.
It's about that size and just a little smaller girth-wise.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So
it's still a very sizable trophy.
Yeah.
All right.
You could stick it in your mouth if you like. That's what I'm trying to get
Ladies,
at.
You will be impressed by the size of this trophy.
No, Jam. If you, by God's will, if I let you borrow the trophy, you could use it personally. I mean, I'm not saying do it, but, you know, for your whatever needs you have.
Eric thinks he's going to win this tournament.
So I implore you to come and
support this podcast, support Sea Slug Industries.
Please do.
You'll get a cash prize, and it's going to be a sizable cash prize.
Should be.
No doubt.
I mean,
once we know how many people are coming, we can tell you how much the cash prize is going to be. It's going to be a lot.
And minimum, I think with the amount of people you have and the people that I know would love to show up and come, I don't know what it's looking like. I think maybe 25 people?
We're looking at least 100 something bucks for the prize.
Like 150
if
first.
The minimum amount of people show up.
Yeah. So
plus a trophy, plus bragging rights, plus you get to kick Eric in his giant dick. Plus
why am I always getting hurt?
There's going to be live music. A little band called Good Day Paradise.
I don't know if you know about them. Played Warped Tour 2012. You remember that?
Played, yeah.
You remember that?
I do remember that.
I was there, and Bryant, he ripped his tooth out.
Who was it? I think Less Than Jake opened up for them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard of Less Than Jake. They opened up for Good Day Paris. They'll be playing in the backyard, you know.
Also, I don't know if you've heard of a little band called Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he opened up for them.
I
think they did a collab.
Yeah, they did.
Michael Jackson actually wrote a couple songs for them.
No. Good Day Paradise wrote a few songs for Michael Jackson.
That's right.
Michael Jackson said they were too good that he couldn't perform it.
Well, no, because remember he sang one, it was Billie Jean, and it was so successful that he figured if he kept putting out songs like Billie Jean, huge, and he'd have to end it like Kurt Cobain.
Exactly. So that's it. Ultimately, to save his life, he had to tell Good Day Paradise there.
But for $10, you can compete in this tournament, potentially win prize money, and get to see a world-renowned band that's taking time out of their hugely busy schedule to come and play music for us.
Also, if we get more than 35 people show up to this tournament, me and James will tattoo each other's names on the other's butt.
Deal.
Agreed? Agreed! Deal. That's 35 people. That shouldn't be too hard, right?
35 people show up.
And we will get the tattoo artist to come here, and we will record it and put it on YouTube for everybody listening.
Everybody to see.
Watch. We're going to get 34 people. Gross! Still good enough. Just good enough.
If more than 50 people come, Eric will supply food.
No. I will not.
Eric will supply hot dogs.
No.
Eric will supply chips.
No, I will not do that. I can't afford it. You know, my budget is really tight right now. You know?
Yeah.
Because the World Cup and all.
Well, it doesn't help that you have to spend like $300 for a pack of condoms.
Yeah, let's not forget. Ladies, I will give you a condom.
You could literally use the condom as a sleeping bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It doubles as a sleeping bag, a carrying device, a tool to have sex.
If you really want to have fun, fill it up with water.
Why do I feel like I hear a rattlesnake?
You don't hear a rattlesnake.
I swear to God, I am deadly afraid of snakes.
There's no way a rattlesnake is in here, dude. The door is always shut.
What if a rattlesnake dug through?
Rattlesnakes can't dig. They don't have hands.
They don't need hands. They have nasty.
You think it's going to, like, chew through the wood?
Do you think God was like, oh, okay, this devil snake that has hands now, I'm going to cut it off, and then it'll be it? No, remember he turned a lizard to a snake, and the snake still found a way to survive. Why? Because it's the devil. The devil and evil finds a way. Awesome, like him.
Oh, it's this. This is what you're hearing. This is the...
Well, quit doing that!
Okay.
We're trying to finish something here. Focus.
Okay, yeah. So there's going to be a band.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
He's got a pool.
It's only $10 to get in.
He's
got
a pool.
If you want to swim, you can swim.
He's got a pool.
I have to warn you, the diving board is broken. Jump at your own peril.
I didn't see a diving board, but we'll put one up.
The diving board is there.
It
is broken.
So I'll make one. Don't worry about it.
It's going to be plywood.
It'll be polyurethane.
It's going to be
and cement.
Plastic.
And cement. Anyway, there's a pool.
I don't think he even knows what polyurethane is.
A band. You use it in pool and bands. All right? That's what you have it for.
Polyurethane.
So we have pool. We have bands.
$10?
$10 entry fee. You could win.
That's low. You couldn't go to any concert for that.
You could win 10 times that.
You could win easily 10 times
that.
And more,
easily. There'll be food.
Bragging rights.
Bragging rights. Bitches. We've got the bitches.
You will, if you win this tournament, you will get all of the bitches.
They will call you Mr. Bitches for days.
We're playing for Pimp Daddy.
Oh my God, let's play for Pimp Daddy.
This tournament is being played for Pimp
Daddy. I forgot about Pimp Daddy.
Whoever wins this literally has to be called, addressed as Pimp Daddy for however long they see fit.
You will be addressed Pimp Daddy for the amount of days there are people in the tournament.
This is the first annual Tournament of Kings, so you will be addressed as Pimp Daddy until the next Tournament of Kings.
Yep. Until a full year of Tournament of Kings. And if you don't show, you don't show. That's fine.
If you win a second year in a row, you will be addressed as Grand Pimp Daddy.
And if you win...
That's the highest honor you can achieve in life.
No. Because if you win the third year in a row, which is when I'm assuming we'll get tired of this whole thing.
Yeah, you're Master Pimp Daddy?
Yeah. No. You will be known as Brazil.
Oh, Brazil.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
In honor of the first, tournament.
Yeah. Okay.
Or,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Or we could just name you the winner of that tournament, World Cup match.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Or you just, whatever name you want, it's $5 shots, you call it whatever you want.
Well, there's not going to be shots, but $10
gets
you in.
That's not guaranteed. There might be shots.
$10 gets you in. The way it's going to work is we're going to run the tournament World Cup style. We're going to do groups of four playing all-for-one matches.
If we get enough people.
Yeah, if we get enough people. The best two of that match move on, and we start the bracket. Now, all of the losers from that side will sit aside, and all the losers throughout the tournament will stay together, because between the semifinals and the final match, to give the final two players a little bit of time to rest, we're going to do a losers tournament. Now, losers tournament will run a similar way if we have enough people, and then the winner of that tournament will get a slightly... Well, not a slightly, a pretty good lesser prize.
Yeah.
It'll be a good prize.
Still money, right?
Yeah, a little bit of money. Yeah, you probably get a little bit of money, a certificate that says definitely, something like you don't suck as much as everybody else.
Definitely third place will get, if there are a good amount of people, you will at least get your entry fee back.
Yes.
If not more.
Third place will get you your entry fee back. Second place will get you your entry fee plus interest. First place, you're going to get the whole shebang shaboodle and a trophy.
Yeah.
And Eric's dick.
And my dick. Unless it's Jay.
Jay, you don't get no dick.
You don't get no dick. Because he won the last tournament that we had with Good Day Paradise.
And you can enter, but you have to pay $25. And everybody that fights you, everybody that plays you gets an 80% handicap and can use items.
If you are good at this game, you're getting a handicap. And don't lie and say you're not. We're going to know immediately, because if you choose some bullshit
if you
character
walk
like
in
Marth
and you've got
Pitt,
like, if you walk in and you've got like Marth tattooed on your forearm, you're going to get a handicap against you. All right.
I believe, since we're already talking about it, we're at 30 minutes, so we can cut this off short and just kind of...
cut it off soon.
Yeah, we can cut off soon. And we can just discuss the smash balls and items and shit like that.
There's probably not going to be any items, but the way we saw it is it's going to be the way I described the winner's tournament and the loser's tournament. You'll still get prizes. What we're thinking is 1v1 for the main matches, random stage selection. That includes temple, guys. No stages are off limits.
Yeah.
It's going to be set to random. There's not going to be any bitching about what stage you get.
Now, we may... This is...
The final match will be Final Destination.
This is still in talks, because I know a lot of people... Once we say that and we put it on here officially, a lot of people are going to bitch. Because a lot of people are going to say that it's
no
not
bitching.
Fair, because the world itself can cause you to lose a life.
Yeah.
That, you know, the elements in its own.
That's how you know you're truly good at the game.
Yeah, but you're also going to see people that are like, well, if we're using the worlds, why can't we use items? You know, and that's, it's kind of
because
the same
items
thing.
Because items
add
a whole nother level. Items suck because, okay, if you're playing on a small world, you already have to be good enough to fight the person while not falling off. If the other person gets the smash hammer, you're fucking gone.
See,
there's
nothing stopping
that person.
I feel like we're at a difference on this. I agree, no items, no smash ball.
I don't like
smash ball.
If it's not going to be on random, then I suggest we just pick one stage, and that's going to be the stage for every match.
I think that's perfect. I think we should do final.
Final Destination? All right, tournament will be held on Final Destination. Every match, Final Destination. But see, now I feel like the four all-for-one matches should be set on a bigger stage like Hyrule Temple.
Even
a playing field, because Final Destination is really small for four people to play.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? I think you're right. I think the Hyrule Temple is perfect because you've got...
there's no moving pieces.
Yeah, the map is bigger.
Yes.
But it's going to be hard because a lot of people are going to bitch and be like, I'm zoomed too far out, I can't see my character, you know, shit like that. But,
wear
you know, we can...
glasses.
Yeah, we can work on that. So, I think that'll be...
The stages will be in works and in talks. But, for the most part, you get the gist. It's going to be July 13th, right after an hour after the World Cup. Carpooling would be preferred, because there is going to be limited parking. But, obviously, if you can't carpool, just come, and we'll find a place for you to park. I've got a big backyard, a big front yard. You can park anywhere you want.
And anyone that is coming that cannot drive or doesn't want to drive, or
we can give,
you know,
rides.
Something. We can find a way to give rides. It's actually right here in Kyle, Texas. So it's right next to Hayes High School,
Mount City.
In between Austin, Buta, San Marcos, you know, where
yeah,
most
we're
of
a good
our people
distance
are gonna be
from everyone.
We'll make it work if you do want to come.
It's gonna be fun, guys.
It'll be a blast. And we're actually, what we'll do is we'll, you know, put it all on the Facebook page. We'll put it on Sea Slug Industries, and we'll link it, and we'll have it up there with Informal D as well.
Yeah.
And if you like us, please like us, and, you know, join our group.
If you don't like us, fuck you.
Yeah, something like that. Please like me.
Please.
I need this.
If you don't like us, we will be sad.
I won't. I just want you to like me. I just want to go. I want to go places in this world. I know radio isn't the way to go about it, but
yeah,
why not? It's all I'm good at.
For any of you guys listening, like Informal D Podcast on Facebook.
And please like Sea Slug Industries.
Follow Eric Rafael Munoz on Facebook.
Don't follow
That's
me.
That's Eric
don't,
Rafael
don't do
Munoz.
Don't do that.
You follow
don't
him on Facebook and on Twitter
gonna
and
you.
On Google Plus and on Tumblr.
Oh, yes, do follow me on Twitter. It's 2_pro, T-O-O underscore pro.
Because he's 2 pro for life.
Tro, I'm going to win this tournament. Don't worry about it.
All right, now also like Sea Slug Industries on Facebook. You can see all the updates on the costumes and props that we're working on.
They are amazing.
We got some pretty cool stuff going on.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to post some pictures of the Samus stuff.
No, you won't. That's exclusive. Sea Slug Industries, copyright. You cannot use it.
I'm going to post it anyway.
All right.
So
I guess this is goodbye, guys.
Yeah, let's go ahead and end it here. I think that we're...
So, we'll say goodbye for now. And,
come on.
You guys have...
You could just send it to me, and I can put it in.
You guys have a good day.
Like, I can edit it in the back.
Yeah. Well,
like, while we drape, like, Fallout.
You guys have a good day, and we will catch you guys later.
This is lame. I could just do the file. Can you send it to me?
I mean, I could, but it's already on there.
I can edit this out.
I mean, you might as well not, though. Don't worry about it. Just...
This is my podcast! When did this become your thing?
Alright, so, we'll see you guys later. This is James from Informal Deep Podcasts, and Eric from the guy that I brought in from the streets. No,
this is
Eric's podcast.
Don't forget to like us, as we've said 20 times before, and Sea Slug Industries is a great thing. Go ahead and check them out on Facebook. Make sure that you check out
we're
all
at 220 something likes right now. If we get to 250, we're going to do a giveaway. We're going to give away prizes for first, second, and third prize. We're going to have a whole share like thing going on, so... Like us on Facebook. That Sea Slug Space Industries. Sea Slug is all one word. You can check out some of the stuff we worked on, some of the stuff we've done in the past, some of the stuff we've worked on now.
Yeah, guys, and when I say it's amazing stuff, it is amazing work. They do incredible stuff, and they do it in fast time. So if you are looking to order, if you're doing any cosplay work, or you're trying to go to San Japan coming up this month, or if you're looking to go to Comic-Con maybe
next year. I will slap you in the face. Guys, I do apologize. We do not have time to work on stuff right now. We've got San Japan in a month.
I'm saying not right now.
We've already got 2 commissions we're doing. We've got San Japan in a month and my wedding. We cannot do commissions until August.
Congratulations again, by the way. We'll talk about that on another
We can't
thing.
Do any commissions till August. But if you
Which
have anything
fine.
That you don't have a time limit on that you want us to work on, we're happy to work out sketches, designs, send them to you. We don't really talk price until we've finalized all decisions. So, you know... If you guys want to like us on Facebook, send us a message or whatever.
Awesome.
Free to do that.
Sounds great. Did we do all the things? Did we do the stuff?
I think we did all the stuff.
Awesome. All right, guys. We are out. Thanks for listening, and we hope to see you all at the tournament.
Bye.